forms of pay rises. Not all pay rises come in the forms of cash. There's many different types and forms of pay rises. A couple of jobs ago, I was working in the office. I had a manager I hated. There was a lot of negativity. There were no perks. Everything was based on an hourly rate. It was kind of a shitty job, to be honest. But then, when I applied for a new position at another company, I didn't just get a pay rise. I got nicer colleagues. I got a manager who really cared. I got proper training. There was a proper HR department, which the previous company didn't have. I got annual leave. I had time in lieu, so I could decide like, hey, if one week I work like 60 hours, the next week I could work 20 hours. It was much more fair. And there were so many other benefits, like the office was closer to home. So rather than working in West London, I could now work in Central London. And I live in East London, so it was much closer to home. On top of that, I could also work from home most of the time. Most people, they can get so fixated on just getting a pay rise that they don't realize all of these other perks. Let's say that, you've been offered another position at another office or another company, but you have to travel 1 hour more a day. Is it really worth it? Or your colleagues are not as nice. You really have to look at all of these factors to determine, is the pay rise okay? Or do the other perks that you get with the job, do they actually make up for what the job lacks? Now here's a list of other forms of pay rises that you can get. There's working from home. So maybe before you have to go to the office 5 days a week and your workplace is 2 hours away. But now you can work from home full time, so you don't have to spend 2 hours a day on the commute and you don't have to buy transport or gas or whatever it is. Maybe your office is nicer, so it's bigger and you have, a proper lunch break. I remembered a couple of positions before. There was this small office, we were like a team of 10 people, and the office manager, she was so strict. She was like calculating, like, how long are these people for lunch? Like, oh my God, this person went 5 minutes over time. Like, she was just really anal about, timing. Whereas the new company, they didn't look at how long you went for lunch. Even if you went 2 or 3 hours for lunch, it was about the results. Could you do the work? And was it of a good enough standard? Another form of pay rise can be nicer colleagues. Like, people who are higher educated are usually nicer to deal with because they're smart and they're at the same level as you, or they can help you to grow, which is another form of a pay rise. People who help you to grow and who want the best for you, not people who count like how long you go for lunch. That's not really inspiring, is it? It can also be for a company that has a better reputation, like an international company that is on the stock exchange with multiple locations and that's being featured in newspapers, rather than this dodgy company that's only in the city where you live and it's just going downhill. That's another form of pay rise. That's another form of pay rise. There's job security, like in the form of a fixed contract. Maybe in your previous position, you were a temp or just on a 3 month contract, and now you have like an annual contract. Now, that's not to say that a fixed contract is better. Sometimes companies, they hire people for like 3 to 6 months and they get paid a daily rate, which is much more. And some people prefer it that way. For them, the pay rise is in the freedom. They don't have to give notice. After 3 months or 6 months, they're gone and they can enjoy something else they do. And this is why I make this list, because I want you to look at your life. Is it really a pay rise for you? Does it fit your needs and your values and what you want? Another pay rise is sick leave and annual leave. Do you get nothing or you get 4 weeks a year? I prefer a job with 4 weeks a year. That'll be great. Then there's flexibility, like 1 week you want to work 60 hours, but the next week 20 hours. And if your new job has a manager, that's fine with that. I think that's really valuable rather than, you always have to do a minimum of 40 hours, and if you do 60 hours, you don't get paid overtime and you cannot deduct it. So this is a great form of a pay rise. Then training and new software or systems. Most smaller companies, they don't really have any training, but medium to bigger sized businesses often have training in place. They want the best for you. You can do courses or they have some sort of memberships to course providers that you can study in your own time, which will help you to improve your skills and to get more pay rises in the long term as well, because you are more skilled and more equipped for the next level. They help you to obtain that specialized knowledge. And of course, another form of pay rise is a bonus. Don't you like bonuses? Yeah, closer to home and more opportunities for internal promotions as well. So I'd love for you to make a list of the types of pay rises you love to get. And I gave you a big list here. You know, you can look at your workbook, you can replay this video or this audio, whatever your preferred method of consumption is. And just write a list, like what's really important for you in a job. Is it that, you know, you don't really care about 10K a year more, but you care working from home, or you care that it's a reputable company. You care that there's a hierarchy and there's room for growth or improvement. Or maybe you like to work for a company where the base salary is lower, but based on your performance, you can earn more. You like commissions and bonuses. This is really important for you to start to own your career and really have more achievement, but also that level of fulfillment. And the last question for this homework exercise is to look for what companies and what types of companies do you know that offer this. Make sure you let recruiters know your preferences. Often when you're looking for new jobs, recruiters are gonna ask you, like, what kind of industry do you want to work for? What kind of company is important for you? What kind of manager do you get along with? If you are really prepared for this, it's likely that a recruiter knows exactly who or what to look for, and they can give you a better opportunity as well. Or if you go for the internal promotion and an internal pay rise, it's good to know as well, so you can kind of mushroom out to other divisions or other branches of your company with this list in mind.